We're based at the Institute for Life Course and Society at NUI Galway, and we have a space for a cafe in this new building that we moved into in October. And our idea is to open up a cafe that underpins the principles and hallmarks of social enterprise. So our aim is by September of this year, 2015, to open up a cafe that's run by a community social enterprise, and hopefully it'll give employment to people who are socially marginalised from employment in Ireland, maybe people with disabilities. So it's a hugely exciting time for us. And I guess the idea behind the symposium is to create a deeper discourse and debate around the importance of social enterprise and being more socially aware about how we spend our money within Ireland.
There are a range of groups here discussing targeted government spending. Do you think this event is really going to promote us trying to get that on board?
Yeah, I guess we're joined by some very distinguished colleagues from Northern Ireland and Scotland who I think probably are maybe 10 years ahead of us in terms of having a more coherent approach to public procurement and social spending within that context. And I think we've a lot to learn from each other. And even in the last session, we talked about the need for maybe a five nations approach where we share knowledge and understanding and maybe some tools and strategies for underpinning public procurement with a kind of a social dimension.
So I'm Chris Gordon. I'm chair of the Irish Social Enterprise Network at socent.ie. I suppose from our point of view with the network, we're the largest network for social enterprises, social entrepreneurs and social innovators in Ireland. Kind of an awful lot of those words, what do they mean in the context of them? But essentially with the social enterprise bit, we're kind of looking at profit-seeking entities that have a defined social or environmental mission. What does that mean? It means that, you know, organizations, they're kind of, majority of their funds come from selling products or services, and they use those profits to help a social mission. In this case, it could be homelessness or it could be people with disabilities or something like that. So the more money that they raise, the more profits they have, the more people they can help.
Do you think this conference here in Galway is going to help things like this here in Galway and Ireland itself?
Yes, absolutely. So having people who are on the same topic meet in circumstances that allows them to debate and listen to each other, as opposed to just one-on-one meetings and, you know, what we all do when we meet the Office of Government Procurement or we meet the guys down here in Galway separately. It's great to be able to combine them together, give outside perspective, international perspective, which is what this conference did very well. They had Scottish and Northern Ireland sitting on the board with the Irish and the procurement and the social enterprise network with us. And what we did was we try to build our model and the network on international best practice. And that is the key to this. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's not fall into the holes and the pitfalls that have happened before. Let's celebrate the diversity and the positivity of international best practice and in Ireland, because there's some great examples here. And let's use this forum as a great learning shared experience, which I think that's what this conference has done very well.
I'm here with Vincent Campbell from the Office of Government Procurement. Can you tell us a little bit what you're doing?
I'm speaking about procurement directives, how social inclusion can be included in procurement tenders, and how we can get best value for money for the taxpayer through the procurement process.
I was speaking to Chris Gordon, and he mentioned how this initiative is not just about creating new business, it's about reaching out and helping the community also.
Yeah, I agree. Basically, there's a lot of work being undertaken by government at the moment, looking at all the opportunities that procurement presents to community groups, to voluntary groups. Equally, we have a social project, social clauses project group in operation, and we're looking at the type of goods and service tender contracts, as well as construction, that you can put social inclusion clauses in and actually get a return for the community through those clauses. So basically, that's ongoing at the moment. And at the end of that process, we would hope to be able to put guidance out, and the government would be issuing guidance in relation to the absolute inclusion of social clauses, but also how to go about putting them in tender competitions and ultimately in contracts.
My name is Trish Murphy. I'm the retreat manager for the Skull Sanctuary. And what the sanctuary is we run tailored retreat days for people with different conditions in Galway City and County.
Do you think the conference will maybe help promote trying to set these up then?
I do. I think it's lovely to see in Galway, and I think it is a big thing here that you link up with organisations who all have a common goal, and we're reaching out to try to help people with a challenge, with a disability, be it physical, mental, emotional. And I think there's a lot of, I suppose, enthusiasm in Galway for people to share information and to come together and do their job better because of it.